So the kitzah, this is the Maskanas HaGemara, again, where we started out from the sugi, we started out with Machlekes, again, Yav Yudah and Yav Yasi. The Shalav Vishtah Me'uchur is kosher or not. So really, the Gemara at the beginning of Dav Kuf Ayin Aleph on the Beit says that Lenechlekur Lishtah Me'uchur Balma, it's only Machlekes by regular Shtah Me'uchur. Regular Shtah Me'uchur means where true the loan took place in Nisan, and they wrote later on Tishrei's date. And you can't tell when the loan took place, like it doesn't come out on the Shabbos, so you may think that the loan really took place in Tishrei. In such a case, it's a machlekes if that star was good. And the more before said that if Yehuda l'taymei diyomar ein kais fin shayver, if Yehuda l'shitosa said the star was kosher, because he holds you do not write a shayver. If you do not write a receipt, and the Gemara said before, l'nofeg b'nei churba, nothing bad could come out of it. Like those sugi only was, that if you hold, you write a receipt, and you have a shtar mochor, so maybe you'll pay up before, and I'll have a receipt, and then the mal will come out with the shtar as if he lent them a second time in Tishrei. But that's only yichshash if you write a shaver. But if you do that hold, we do not write a shaver, we do not write a receipt, then the shtar mochor is kosher. The mal before said though, but Rabbi Yosi, the time Rabbi Yosi goes according to his own time, the yomar koitzvin shtar. Rabbi Yosi holds, yes, you do write a shtar. If you write a shtar, so lemais, if you write a shtar, then nothing when a churba. You write a receipt. So that's those sugi. You hold, you write a receipt on the regular shtar mochol. If it's not nikur in the shtar, that's the mochol. Or if the receipt is not written stam, but it has today's date, then it could come out of churban that maybe the label will pay up once in Tammuz, and I'll get a receipt then that he paid up in Tammuz. But the marvel later will take out the shtar and Tishrei, as if to say, I lent you a second time, I'm going to correct the second time. That's the maskona, whether we hold it as a chash or a shtar mukhol, is you hold, you write a shayver or not. That's the most maskona later, even though today we do both. We write a shtar mukhol and we write a shayver, but we have one of the three races. Either we have to write inside the shtar clearly that it's a shtar mukhol, then you won't be able to collect twice. Or else, in the shayver, we also make sure that the date is there, that he'll be able to protect himself at all times. And in case if it's not done that way, that the Gemara says, he's messing it up for himself.
The Gemara says, Omaluhu Rova, Bar Rav Shela Lahanu Kasve Shtori Akanisa, Rova Bar Shela said to these people, that right a shtar Akaniyoso, that's a shtar of a Kenyan, either Rashbam says a shtar of a Matono, or also a shtar of a Mechira. If you know the day when the kinyan took place, write the date that the kinyan took place. But if you do not know exactly when the matan was given over, or when the mechira took place, you start writing a shtar now the raya, then you should write the date that you're still staying in right now. Otherwise, it should not look like a sheker. You have to write the date. It has to be a true date. See, it's today's date. Or else it's the date that the Kenyan actually took place. Omaluhu Rav L'Safra Rav said to his sefer, V'chein Omaluhu Rav Hun L'Safra Hun said to his sefer also, Kikamisu B'Shili. Listen, when you're in the city Shili, and you're writing your shtar Mechira, Kisvu B'Shili, you have to write the place where you are, you have to write this place here B'Shili. V'yafagav de Mesirun L'Chumili, Behini, even though you give over the shtar Rahini. And the same thing the opposite way. Kikamisa bin, if you write now in the city Hini, kiss for Hini, you have to write down that the shtar is written in Hini. Biafagav the Mesirun the Chumili Bishili, even though it's giving over in another place, Shili. Omar Rova, Rova said, Haiman the Nokit shtar bar Meyazuzi. Let's say a Malva has a shtar that the Leva owes him $100. The Yom and the Malva said, now like Tayyidim with the Bezdin. Shavya Nali Trey B'nei Chamshin Chamshin, I want you to change over the shtar and make it into two shtaras, $50 a piece, 50-50. Let me Shavina Luhu. We do not change it around, we do not listen to the Malva. My time, what's the reason? Over the Rabbonah Nusa, Rabbonah made something, the Nichele Le Malva, the Nichele Le Loiva, that it should be good for both, for the Malva and for the Loiva. What does that mean? Nichele Le Malva, it's good for the Malva that it should stay with $100 shtar, Kadesha Yikuf Lepereya. In order that, even though the labor pays up 50%, he should still want to fast pay up the rest. in order that the Malva should not come again and collect $100, even though the Leiva we have before, the Leiva has a shaver, but he's afraid maybe you lose it. Therefore, it's good for the Malva to stay with $100 star. And also, Bunicha the Leiva, it's also good for the Leiva, Hihecha the Nifkam story, that if the Leiva pays up 50%, $50, it's called that star is Pogum. And the Aloch is the star that's Pogum. And that's a Gemara and Ksuvah is like that. And Hapagem is Ksuvah, so a Tifrel, a Bishvura. You can only collect now with a Shvura. So it's good for the Leiva that when he pays up 50%, it's cool, the Shnah was paid up halfway. The Yama Rav also said, Haimad Anoka Trei Shtori B'nei Chamishin Chamishin. Let's say a Malva has two Shtoris from the same person. He lent the same person two times $50. So we have two Shtoris of $50 apiece. The Yom and the Malva now wants to change it over and says, Shavinu Malei Chada Barneya. Listen, I want to have now only one star for $100. So the locher is Lemi Shavinu. We do not change it around. Why? Again, over Rabbanan Nusa the Nichale La Malva, the Nichale La Leiva. The Rabbanan do something that's good for the Malva and good for the Leiva. Nichale La Malva is good for the Malva to have two stars of 50-50. Kiecha the Le Nifkum Shtari. That even though the Leiva pays a 50%, he is does not pogum the other star. Like one star is paid up, but the other one is a good complete star, he could collect it without a shvua. And also, v'nichre l'leiva, k'desh l'yikot l'pareya, that he won't be able to force him, the Malva can't force the Leiva to pay up. Because when the Leiva pays up 50% for $50, they rip off the one star, so the Malva has just one star of 50, so the Leiva will take his time to pay up. Omer Ravashi said, Haiman de Nokot Shtora by Meyazuzi. If a Malva has a star, that somebody owes him $100. For Yomun, he says, Shavinu Nali Chad Ba Chimshin. I want you to change it over now into one star, $50, that's all. Like, let the star, $50, be Balpeh, and only 50 should be the star. Let me Shavinu Le. Still, we don't listen, we don't change it around. Again, in my time, what's the reason? I'm Rinan Hai Mifra Pori. That maybe the person the Leiva paid up. In other words, really the Leiva paid up the $100. The Omalei Havli Shtar, and the Leiva said to the Malva, listen, give me back my Shtar. The Omalei Yirchas, and the Malva said, Yishno, I lost it. The cost of Le Tavri, okay, so they wrote him up a receipt. So the Leiva has a receipt that he paid back $100. So what we're afraid about now is when the Malva is telling the Edim, change over this Shtar from $100 to $50. If they would do it and give him a new star for $50, we're afraid later the Malva will take out the star, or Mafagle Hai will take out the star now of $50, and they'll want to collect it. The Yomale, even though the Leiva has a receipt, will say, Hai Achrinahu, that receipt is a receipt for $100, that was a different loan. But now this is another loan that I'm giving you for $50, I want to collect this one. Therefore, we do not change around the star. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding up Kufayin Beis by the Mishnah. Says, Shnei Achim, two brothers, and the father died, Shalav Yerusha. Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. One brother was very rich, one was very poor. V'niach len avien merchatz ubei sabad. The father left over with Yerusha a bathhouse and an olive press. So it depends. Also, when the father was home, what he did with it is he rented it out. Like he was making money, like a business deal. So they continue doing the same thing, they continue renting it out even after the father died. And it's very good for the poor brother, he gets an income now, they divide it in half. His Yerusha, they split the money, each one takes half. What's going to be also liyatzmoy? Let's say when the father was alive yet, he did not rent out his bathhouse and his olive press, but he used it for himself. So now, Hareya Osher Oymelioni, the rich brother that's still going to use it has a right to say to the poor brother that Nebuch is not going to use it, and the poor brother, he would rather rent it out than make money, but the rich one could stop him and say, listen, Kach Lecha Avodim, go get yourself some servants, V'yirchatzo Benerchatz, and wash yourself in the bathhouse. Kach Lecha Zeisim, go buy yourself some olives, and go press them out in the olive press. So the kids say, that's the way the father used it before, that the father used it for himself, so
So the brothers now have right to say, I want to continue the same way, and I don't want to rent it out or sell it. Pasha to sell it, because here the poor man, doesn't, the poor brother doesn't have money to buy it. And sometimes we say, good or yogurt, either you take it or I'll take it. But here the poor one doesn't have enough money to buy it. Therefore the rich one has a right to say, I want to leave it the same way it was before. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shnayim, two people, Shehoye Biracha, that lived in the same city, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, the Shem Acha Yosef ben Shimon. He had two people living in the same city with the same name. They both had the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. So locher is, Ein Yecholin Lohitzi Shtar Choyv Zel Zeh. These two people, one of them cannot take out a shtar, like to act like a malva, to try and collect the money back from the other one. Because the other one has a right to say, he has nothing doing. This is not a shtar that I owe you money. This is a shtar that you owed me money, and you paid me back, and I gave it back to you. So these two people, the same names, that we don't know who's the malva, who the labor is, so one cannot go to the other one and collect money from the other one. And the same thing, for loy achar, yochol lehoitzi alehen shtar choyf, a third person cannot come to any one of these two people as a malva saying, I have a shtar saying that Yosef and Shimon owes me $1,000. Because the third person, when he goes to one of them, that one will say, listen, it's not me that owes you the money, it's the other one that owes you the money. And when he goes to the other one, he'll also say, it's not me, it's the other one. So you're not going to be able to collect from either one of these two people. Now, Nimtso Liechod Ben Shtoroysa, let's say somebody finds between his shtoros and his house, that shtoros Yosef and Shimon Perua, he finds his shtoros saying that this shtar that Yosef and Shimon owes me money was paid up. So Lachar is shtoros Shneim Peruim. Both of them have right to say it was me that paid you up, and you can't receive, you can't collect from either one of them. So this we'll see exactly in the Gemara what the case exactly is. The Rashbam says, the Gemara Porach Olam Mereshim Forest Hashab. The Gemara will ask the question on this. But here in Samashma, that the reason why you can't collect the money is only because it's written in the Shtar Perua was paid up already. The Mashma, if it's not written Perua, then you would be able to collect one from the other. Either Rashi says when you have two Yosef and Shimon, they can't collect one from the other. So we'll see this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says though, but Kate said Yasu, what should you do in such a case? When you have two people in the same city that have the same name, how are you supposed to write shtaris? What should they do in order to be able to collect? So first of all is Yishalshu. If they have different grandfathers, then write the Seder three. Write Yosef, Yosef ben Shimon, ben Reuven. Like if they had different grandfathers, so then write the 30 grandfather's name also. That's how you know exactly who it is. Let's say they both had the same grandfathers also. Then yichtavu simen. Let them write a simen. Short, fat, tall. If one guy is short and one guy is tall, so they write, I lend money to the Yosef and Shimon, that's tall. What about v'imhoyu musimonim? Let's say they both have the same height and they both weigh the same thing. So you can't give a simen upon how tall they are or how fat they are. So then yichtavu kayin. Then the next answer is, if one's a kayin and one's a levi, you're different. So write, Yosef and Shimon, the kayin, he's the one I lent the money to. So if you're smart, and you know there are two people in the city with the same name, you have to write down the shtar, make a simin that will know exactly to which one of these two people you are lending money. So then there'll be no problem. He can't say it's not me, it's the other one. So you have to be smart to get a simin there to be able to tell exactly who it is. Yeah, you gotta try your best. It's up to you. Right. Try the best you could. Right. Nothing more says, who star when there was a star? The Norfolk Levedina the Rav Huna. That was brought up in front of the Bezna of Rav Huna. That because the bay was written in a star like this. Ani Pleini Bar Pleini. Lavisi Monimimoch. It says like an IOU in the star. It says me, the Leib's name. Ani Avron Ben Yitzchak. Levisi, I borrowed money, $100 mimoch, from you. That's what a person was holding on to the shtar, like an IOU. So the question is, the person that's holding on to it, does he have a right to collect the money? Somewhere